Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
You are very welcome back. Now, here's hoping that as well as the drama, the Christmas leftovers are well behind you. And if you're looking for a break from the heavy, rich food of this season, my next guest has just the thing for you. Eva Powell is the commercial director of the Asia Market in Dublin and a home cook. Good afternoon, Eva. Listen, we are going to be talking very shortly about hearty, punchy,
yes,
cosy food.
Absolutely.
All in a bowl, all in delicious soup. But before we get into that, how was your Christmas? Did you get to indulge in some of the dishes of the season?
Absolutely. It was amazing. I love Christmas. I mean, I didn't grow up celebrating Christmas, but when I met my husband, their family are really into Christmas. And now I am literally Miss Christmas.
And you're loving it all. There comes a point, for me, it's usually St. Stephen's Day, you know, Christmas Day itself. And then by day three, I'm beginning to want to move on. But there does come a point in time, probably about now, when we start to crave something a little bit more different.
Yes. And some of the recipes I really like to make, I think this time of year you just want something that's easy, quick and soupy. So I really like to make this gorgeous kimchi pork kind of soup like stew. And it's really simple to make. You just have little thinly sliced pork belly and you're pan frying that. And then you add in a bit of onion, garlic, and then you add in
lots of stuff you might already have in the press.
Exactly. And then kimchi, you add in a little bit of kimchi. And that kimchi is actually, it's full of probiotic.
It's a total superfood, isn't it?
Good for your gut health. So for this time of year, you know, you want to feel much better, you know, after all the Christmas feasting. So this is a perfect recipe.
And then is it difficult to make?
No, you see, the thing is, you just add a little bit of like water or stock, then some flavor. So in a Korean pantry, you have gochujang, which is like a Korean red pepper paste. So you add a tablespoon of that in with some gochucharu, which is like a Korean chili flake. So it depends on how spicy you want it. And it's really those two main ingredients you add into this and you boil it up and then you have your soupy like Korean and it's full of like flavor and spice. Then I add in a little bit of tofu. Now, tofu, there's many different types.
It attracts and repels in equal measure, I think.
But this one, the tofu I'm getting you to add in, it's like a really soft kind of tofu. So it's really light and soft. And you add that just on top and it just adds a little bit of something extra into this gorgeous kimchi stew.
Yeah,
like
and the thing about the kimchi stew is that it's, I know obviously kimchi has all of that, it's like a probiotic, it's really, really good for your gut, but actually it just feels like such a healthy alternative after all the indulgence.
But it's also like packed, you know, full of flavour as well, you know, so you want that different, you know, you've had your turkey, your ham, your gravy, you love it.
Yeah.
But now you want something a little bit different and this gives a bit of a kick, you know.
And not just a bit of a kick, it is a one pot dish, so it is less washing up. Is it fairly straightforward?
I think so. I mean, you're literally one pot, you have your fried like pork belly and then you're adding a little bit of your veg, like your kimchi and your onion. And then you're adding in like water and stock and then some seasoning, which is the gochujang, mainly the Korean red pepper paste. And then, you know, you're boiling it up and you're done.
You're done. So, what about your next recipe? It is a chicken ginger congee.
This
is a really unusual one because it's like a... Is it a rice or a porridge?
Right. Well, it's a rice porridge.
Or both.
So, you know, in Asian culture, this is a real staple. You know, when you think of rice porridge, is that going to sound really bland? But actually, it has a lot of
like the perfect partying cure.
Like a chicken soup, you know, you'd make and you're full of veggies. But this one is a little bit different because you add in the rice and when you kind of simmer it for like roughly about an hour, you get this really gorgeous, fluffy kind of rice porridge. And to that, you're going to add in like some marinated chicken strips and some ginger. So the ginger is really good for you as well. And it's like really nice, heartwarming bowl of rice porridge. And the chicken really adds a bit of like texture and flavour as well.
Yeah. And obviously, if you have been out partying, it sounds like the perfect soak up.
It really is. Like, you know.
But it's the consistency. That's what sort of daunts me when you go to do these dishes because they look fantastic when you go to a restaurant. But how do you get to, you know, because it can be a bit sticky or stodgy. So how do you
So there's a little trick, right? So the thing when you're simmering it, so you have your cold water, then you add in your, you have in your hot water, and then you add in some of the rice, like just
What type of rice?
At home, I like to use jasmine rice. So you can use any rice that you have at home, and you just add in like a scoop of it. So it's about 1 cup of rice to 8 cups of water. Then you lightly simmer it. But the trick is to add a little bit of oil, so it doesn't stick, and then you get this gorgeous consistency.
And how do you, why is it important to rinse the rice?
The rice, you need to rinse it so that it gets rid of all the starchiness, or else it turns really gloopy. So you need to first rinse the rice.
That's what I say a lot, the gloopiness.
Well, you see, if you follow these few instructions, you won't get gloopy rice, and you get this gorgeous porridge, and you won't miss out on it because it's the most heartwarming thing, and I love eating it. I mean, I've been eating it since I was young, you know. It's like, it's something that mum always has a pot on the go.
Yeah, and it doesn't take too, well, you simmer it for about an hour and a half?
An hour and a half, yes.
Yeah, perfect.
And then you can, you know, it's very versatile, because then you have the base of your rice porridge. Then you can add in really what you want. So I like to add in chicken strips, but you can add in like pork mince or beef.
Yeah, you can just adapt it very well. Your final soup, and don't worry, we'll have all of the recipes online, is one that could work quite well if you are hosting, and especially coming up to New Year. This is Tom Yum Soup.
Exactly. So Tom Yum Soup is a really gorgeous, like, fragrant Thai soup. So you have your coriander, you have a bit of lemongrass, you have your galanga, then you have your Thai chili paste, and then there's a bit of lime juice, like coconut milk. It is just packed full of flavour, and it's very light. The consistency is very light. It's like a consommé.
And can you do both a vegetarian or a... Or a protein option with it?
So if you're just doing veggie, I would add in some mushrooms into it. Gorgeous, like oyster mushrooms. And then if you want to add in, I quite like adding in like prawns. So I just add in some prawns. And then it's just, I think it has just, it's packed full of like gorgeous Thai fragrant soup flavours. But then it has, it's light, you know. And that's what you want, I think. You want something very light. You don't want something too heavy.
What about New Year's Eve, which is Wednesday, and I know you're going to be preparing for the Lunar New Year. What's the animal for 2025?
It's the year of the snake.
And what does that signify?
Really good fortune and goodness for the new year. And it has a lot of like good fortune and well wishes as well.
The Asian market, obviously, so many people are familiar with it, but you're going to have all sorts of wonderful events, masterclasses, lavish banquets. Where can people find out more about the events that are coming up?
Well, they can find out more on our website, asianmarket.ie. But there's lots of cool things going on, like dumpling classes and gin making cocktail classes and afternoon tea and Lunar New Year banquets. It's quite exciting.
It is quite exciting, and there is so much. We're going to have all of the recipes on, and we will have any detail about the Asian market at asianmarket.ie. But for now, Eva Pye, thank you so, so much. We'll have everything up, and thank you for joining for us, and Happy New Year to you. So listen, that is almost it. No, that is it for us for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RT Radio app or wherever you get your podcast. Today's show was produced by Eilish O'Shea. Research was by Katrina McFadden. Mary Elizabeth Bruton was the broadcast coordinator, and Harry Buchlis was unsigned. You can stay tuned for Second Captains on Saturday. Saturday, it's coming up afterwards, but to finish up the show today with the wonderful energy of our earlier guest, Wallace Bird, let's play her track, This Is To My Bones.